This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. Thank you guys so much for listening and being my number one fans. How are you, my number one fans? Like, subscribe, and follow. Now there's video content, you guys, so you can see all the crazy faces I make. You can see the fact that I look around like I'm lost, like a bird, because when it's just me, today Robert's here with me because he's really...
Hello.
He's... We need to know some things about Robert because he makes me laugh a lot, and a lot of it is not appropriate to say on here, but it's funny. So thank you guys. And I want to just say I always give you a little update on my beautiful Charlotte. And last Sunday she had a art show that we didn't even know about, but she is so good. I mean, I don't remember drawing at all to this level. I can't even draw at all to this level now. But this art show, she goes to Drawn to Art. And if you guys, it's in Northridge. It's a really fantastic studio. I know there's a million of them, but we go there. But in the strip mall, there's actually two, a little bit older kids go in one building, and then two doors down is the other little kids. They couldn't get it together, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So they had like a little Halloween thing, and we got to view the art, and then they do like a little scavenger hunt of like costumes, if you know, and of course, Charlotte was a cute little witch. And I was so impressed with, she did Jerry from Tom and Jerry, and I was like blown away by how good it was. But some of these kids, I couldn't even believe it. Like some of these, I will include her picture on the episode, but like some of this stuff was like 5 and 6 year olds. I was like, what? Like there was one that looked like a squirrel. Like someone like artistically drew this. That was probably an adult. And I look at it, it was like a 6 year old. It was like a squirrel's front view holding like a nut in his paws. It's like amazing. I'm like, I probably didn't even, like a stick figure. I made a triangle for a skirt. Did you guys ever, I mean, it's just like, it blows my mind how things were when I was a kid. And it sounds like so, I mean, you remember when your parents were, they would say shit and then you were like, that's so lame. And then they remind you like, when I was a kid, I walked in the snow and there wasn't even snow because I lived in fucking California or Arizona or wherever.
Yeah.
And then you heard that now like, oh, I just might as well roll down the window. Throw out a 20 because that's what I just did. I caught myself saying that the other day.
Really?
I really did. And I actually wanted to punch myself in the face.
My parents used to threaten me by locking me in the car and turning the heater on. If you're going to act like that, I'm going to lock you in the car and turn the heater on.
And now everyone just does that anyway. They just leave their kids in the fucking car or their dogs. And apparently you have to have a notification to let your kids out of the car. My mom did this thing though. I know we digress because this is how fun it is. I hated this shit. Oh, I'm surprised she hasn't done it now. Like right when I was about to walk into the car, like if we were at the grocery store, she'd drive away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or like go, you know, like inch her way forward. Sometimes she would just drive down the thing and I'm just like.
I do it to my kids all the time.
Oh, I hate that. I hate you.
Yeah. Most people do.
No, they don't, Robert.
So I'm a little stuck on, I'm going to go back in your story a little bit, that your kid's drawing Tom from Tom and Jerry
or Jerry the mouse.
Either way, like the fact that kids even know who Tom and Jerry is mind blowing. Like when we go to Magic Mountain, my kids don't even know who the Looney Tunes characters are. And I love the Looney Tunes Me character too. When I was a kid. And I feel like that kind of...
Daffy Duck? I mean, yeah. Come on.
But that kind of animation, I feel like it's frowned upon now because there's so much violence.
I'm showing you this because you guys are going to see it when you click on the link, but I'm going to show Robert right now.
Bullshit. She didn't draw that.
She did.
Did she really?
She really did. I'm telling you. Like,
that's pretty good.
Like, I was like...
That's pretty good.
She even took a picture next to it. I'm going to show you guys this. So it looks like we're being rude, but we're not.
She's went and stood next to someone else's drawing. It's like, quick, take this picture.
Hurry, I did this
one.
That's
pretty good. That's really good. That's
I mean,
good.
I couldn't believe it. We walked back and forth a couple of times, and I was just like, all of them. I mean, all of them. It was just amazing. I was like, what? And so maybe we have an artist on our hand. I don't know.
It's possible. My daughter's pretty good at drawing also.
You know, some of that is just, it's so talented. I feel like you have the gift to do it. Like some kids just have that gift and then some are taught. And Charlotte doesn't practice at home or anything. The second she went in there, I mean, obviously she's been going for about a year.
Okay.
And there's tools and there's little tricks and I'm sure to get the ears and I drew like a stick figure with like the two arms sticking out and then like a triangle skirt and then like the legs and the hair looked like three ink or colored pencil mark. And that was like my drawing.
Cool.
Are you an artist?
I felt like I used to be pretty good. I used to draw like The Simpsons a lot, Ninja Turtles. But like, you know, I was good at drawing scenery and stuff like that when I was a kid.
Like the sun.
The sun with a tree with an owl popping out of the hole.
Yeah. Yes. And then the house with like the chimney and the smoke coming out. Yes.
There was times where I felt like I was pretty good. And it's like one of the things that I can kind of like, when my daughter draws, like sometimes I'll kind of draw something for her or something like that.
I feel like you seem like you would be creative that way.
I feel like I had my moments and then life just sucked it away from me. So now I just kind of like jump on other people's creativity.
Life just sucked it all away. So it's now, just,
oh, you're creative? Let me hang out with you for a while. Is that your drawing? Let me take a picture next to it.
Oh my gosh. I actually wish I had the ability to draw. Like, because I'm creative in my mind, but I cannot execute. Like, I don't have that capacity. So anyways, I was really proud of her. Like David and I were like, what the fuck? Like seriously.
That's really good.
I was really impressed. And she has several of them that are good. I was really impressed. So that was one thing that I just, again, you know, she does no wrong in my eyes, even though this morning she kind of was a little rude to me. I'm going to tell you why, because you're a freaking Dodger fan. I don't hate the Dodgers. I grew up being a Dodger fan, but as I've progressed in life, I am not a Dodger fan. I do not hate the Dodgers. I actually enjoy going to games, but I just don't care. It's just like vanilla McBeige. Wow. But today at her school was Dodger Day. So she says to me, David's sleeping. I said I would take her to school. And she said, Mommy, I don't have a Dodger hat. Mine's pink. Because she had to have a pink Dodger hat when we went to spring training last year.
Sure, yeah.
For $40 that she wore that day.
And then never
one year ago.
Yeah, my daughter had one as well.
So I was like, $40, perfect money. I should have just, again, rolled down the window manually and then phew. So she says, does Daddy have a Dodger hat? I'm like, does Daddy have a Dodger hat? I have 500 fucking hats. So I go and I get a hat. But I'm holding it like the back because I'm going to tighten the back for her because, you know.
Sure.
And she's like, I want a blue hat. And I'm holding, it's blue, but the back is like kind of like gray or whatever. The back part is like mesh. You know, this part's blue and it was World Series champs last year.
Yeah.
It's a really nice hat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a $50 hat because it's the fucking World Series hat.
Yeah.
I'm letting her wear that hat. David didn't even know. He's sleeping. She's like, I want a blue hat. I'm like, it's fucking blue on the front. I said it. And then I had to go.
You drop the F-bomb?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
And not all the time. I really try not to. I have to tell you, David is worse than I am, but... And you know, my mom, she always says like, God, you guys, you know, with the F. And I'm like, Mom, where do you think I learned the F word when I was, you know, 12?
Sure.
9. Sheila, my finger's pointing at you right now. Do you cuss in front of your kids?
Yes. All the time. I try, like, most.
I love that you didn't even pause. All the time.
No. So it's funny because like our youngest one, who's 15 years old now. We tried not to cuss in front of him at all. And then one time we did, and then we're at the grocery store and he yells, fuck it. Like, or something like that. Like with, I think he's in the aisle with my wife and yells, fuck it or something like that. And then there's other parents around. They thought it was funny. But then now that we have a 15-year-old who's cussing all the time, he's plays with his friends, Fortnite, stuff like that, out front skating with his friends. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, whatever. And then my daughter does it. So it's kind of hard to shelter that from the 5-year-old who's now 6. So he's very good at pointing out when we say something we shouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, he has not repeated any of it at school, but I feel like it's only a matter of time. It will happen, but he's very good. Like, can't say that. Shouldn't say that. Like, if you say stupid, don't say that. So-and-so said a bad word today. What do you say? Shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like that.
Mm-hmm. But, Charlotte's still like that, though.
Yeah.
Charlotte is still like that. She'll call us out. She'll call me up language if I'm on the phone and she hears me say, if I'm talking to Kim or David and we're talking and she's on her freaking headphones, I'm thinking I'm in the clear. She'll be like, language, mommy. But she'll tell me, like, someone said a bad word, or can I say a bad word that I heard today? And I'm like, okay. And then she'll be like, somebody called somebody stupid.
Yeah.
That's and what I was like, yeah, that's not a good word. But in my head, I'm like, thank you, Christian school. Don't say it at a Christian school. That's how David got kicked out of Village Christian. What?
You're saying stupid? You're stupid?
No, for flipping off a teacher. So I don't want her to say bad words. But I do have a funny story that I've never told you. I've never told the podcast people.
Oh.
So Charlotte was in second grade. And she was in second grade. I actually have a couple stories. See, I'm telling you, everything can lead to other stories. And it's so funny.
Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Close your eyes, Robert. Go to sleep. Start snoring.
Picture that I'm there.
So
I'm just trying to set the setting. Here we go.
So my mom, okay, so this story is, you guys know, I cannot not, I tell you a detail to pretend you're there because Robert likes to close his eyes when I'm talking. And so I want him to feel that I'm there or that he's there with me. So I think Charlotte was in second grade. Oh, she was in second grade. My mom came to visit and my mom, she always makes sure to get there so she can pick up Charlotte and surprise her. We don't tell her that she's coming. So my mom goes and picks her up. I'm sitting in the living room, blah, blah, blah. My mom opens the door, or Charlotte opens the door. She's looking down. I can tell she's crying. And my mom's doing that, like, kind of like pretending like she's slicing her neck, like, I don't know what's going on kind of face. And I'm like,
oh, it's not the don't say anything?
No, it was I don't really know what's happening because I can see she's crying. She just walks right down the hall to her bedroom, which she never does.
Okay,
blah, blah, blah. So my mom says, you need to go talk to Charlotte, or you need to go check in with Charlotte. I'm like, why? She goes, you do it. And I was like, okay, I don't know, whatever. Okay. So I go in there. She's in her bedroom. She's standing. She's facing her closet. The doors are closed, and she's crying. And I said, what's the matter, boo-boo? Like, what's going on? And she's like, I got in trouble today, but she's not looking at me. She's like, I had the worst day. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Will I get in trouble if I tell you? No, you won't get in trouble if you tell me. I need to know what's going on. Well, let's say the girl's name was Emily. I don't remember the girl's name. Don't care. Emily and I were playing Ninja Aliens.
I would watch that movie.
I know you
Is
would.
Is that a new K-pop show coming out?
That's when I like pull the trigger. But anyways, I'm like, oh, and she's still not looking at me. And she's like, and then she kind of turns around. She's sobbing. Those big tears, you know, the big, big crocodile tears. She's like, Emily and I were playing Ninja Aliens. And she told me that I fucking sucked. And I go, now inside, I just bite the inside of my cheek because I don't want to laugh because I don't want to draw attention to it. And I'm like, Charlotte goes, it was at the aftercare. Okay. So they have the red shirts there. They're the little coaches, but they call them the red shirts because they wear, what do you think they wear? Red shirts.
Red shirts?
Red shirts.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's like, so then I said to Emily, I don't fucking suck. She's sobbing. I'm dead. I'm dying. I'm dead and dying. So then Emily told the red shirt that I said the F word, even though mommy, she said it. She doesn't even know what the word means, but whatever, still bad word. So I'm like, oh, fuck, to myself, right? And she's crying. I'm like, honey, it's okay. She goes, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back to school. I'm going to get expelled. And she's crying. I'm like, first of all, you're not going to get expelled. Second of all, calm down, like da-da-da. Inside, I'm dead. Inside, I am dying of laughter. I can't, because I'm like, you're playing Ninja Aliens. Don't know what that is. She tells you, you fucking suck. I don't think there's any real, like, I don't think there's a layout of how this game should have gone. Sure. I think it's just willy-nilly. So how do you know she sucked? And then she repeats it. So anyways, so I calm her down. I everything helps with a popsicle or ice cream. Fine. She's fine. So I go out. She told me she wants to just rest for a minute. I go out. My mom is dying laughing. She goes, so she comes out and she's crying.
Did your mom know before? Well, like, what happened?
Yeah,
before?
But I didn't know that. Okay. So I go out and she goes, I just wanted you to go and hear this. So my mom's like, she comes running to, she's like, Grandma, and she's crying. And then she just hugs my mom. And my mom's like, what's the matter? She's like, I don't want to talk about it. So my mom's like, okay. So then my mom's like, how's your day? And she's crying. She's like, it's fine. They get in the car. My mom's like, I turn onto, the street to get out of the school. And she's like, I said fuck at school and I'm going to get kicked out. And my mom's like, whoa, like, let me pull over. Sure. So it was this whole thing and it was really funny. And she got a little note. I got a note the next day, like a little like yellow slip that, she needs to watch her mouth, but they didn't tell like the principal or anything. They just handled it. I'm like, you're not going to get expelled, honey. I reached out to the parent because I didn't know like if there's a girl got, I was like, I don't know what's going on. But anyways, it was really funny.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Because she was so worked up. And then there's one other time. David and I got married in 2018 in Vegas, and we waited a year to take
Elvis?
Our... No.
You didn't do it right then?
No, we didn't. I think he wanted to do it. I just was like, let's just do this and get it over with so we can go to the Mob Museum, because that's where I wanted to go. And a year later, we saved money to go on our honeymoon. My mom is going to take Charlotte, and she comes to the house because she's going to watch the dogs and everything. And Charlotte's three, almost three.
Okay.
Maybe three. And one of my clients had given me this book like a couple days before, and it was like, kids say like the darndest things. And you're supposed to write funny things that they say in this book. And I was like, sure, let me see. So I tell my mom. My mom's like, I'm not going to write in this fucking book. Like, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm like, Mom, if she says something really cool when we're gone, like, you got to. She's like, fine, whatever, fine. So then one of the days she calls and she FaceTimes us. And she goes, I just wanted to FaceTime you because I'm not writing this in the book. But I went to go take her to the park and she's going to walk through the kitchen to the garage. And she goes, Grandma, this fucking door's locked. Whoa. And I died, and she didn't write it in the book, but David and I were laughing so hard. So have you had instances like that besides the grocery store? Has your little one said anything in front of people? No.
I mean, mostly just the grocery store. I'm trying to think of, so my oldest one, they all thought they were sneaky. Like, they would just be inside the house and then no one would cuss anymore. But then as soon as they go outside with their skateboard buddies, all of a sudden it's F this, F that, F this, F that. And they think that we can't hear them, like voice doesn't carry or something on our street. I don't know. I mean, that's really, and then we'll yell at the garage sometimes, we can hear you. And then be like, oh, okay. That's about it. Like, no. I don't have anything that's like super fun. I used, like me as a kid, kind of the same as like my oldest, I used to live in an apartment complex. And I always thought that I was like, I thought I was very slick at like not cussing in front of my parents. But as soon as I'd go outside, hang out with my friends, we'd all be cussing. We played like war, where there'd be like 20 of us and 10 would be on one side, 10 would be on the other side. We'd all have to go high and we'd have like our, I'm going to date myself a lot. We'd all have like our M16s from Rambo and stuff like that. And like, whatever. Anyways, but I'd be sitting there going, fuck you, mother. Like all kinds of stuff. Like, ooh, and I'm like,
motherfucker.
10, 11
That's
years old.
That's a good one.
I'm in an apartment complex. I'm in a courtyard. Everybody has their windows open. Everybody knew who I was because I was the kid who ran around telling their kids to go fuck themselves because I shot them in the back of the fucking head.
Fuck your face.
Yeah. So not my kids. They're angels. But me, I was a little bit different.
You, the bar is very low.
The bar is really low.
Very, very low.
You don't have to, you can skip over it. You don't have to step. You don't lift up. You can just skip over the bar. It's totally fine.
Just go.
Nice little skip.
Oh my gosh. That's actually really funny. But yeah. We're going to go to a different area right now. So really,
hold on before we go back. So the red shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause Erica was here. She told you like Sunshine, right? She talked about the nicknames they have in Sunshine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that? Like,
I don't know. But did she tell you who the, I don't know. Who's
one is it like, but you call me Bunny Pop Hop or some bullshit.
The main person. I don't know if I should say this. Cause I don't know if like, it's going to get to them at some point. I don't know. Her name is Squirt. I might edit that out. I don't know. Kid goes to the school is our kid now. Her name is Squirt. I feel like
take out Sunshine.
Somebody must have said that way. That's a bad idea. You can't name yourself Squirt. But she still has Squirt.
No, you can't. But maybe just take the Sunshine part out. Yeah, she told me that one day, and I was like, "What the fuck?" They just call them red shirts. Which, by the way, they're like basically
you
like babysitters.
Call them red shirts, though. Like.
There's
a meaning behind the red. You can't do the red shirts.
I mean, they wear red shirts is why they call them red shirts. Really, they're called coaches, but the kids call them red shirts. I don't know that their official title, or they'll say Coach Isaac or whatever. But for argument's sake, a lot of people just say the red shirts. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever, whatever. So they really don't do anything, but they're on their phone. And all this like mayhem is always happening. And like the little bit of maybe a little bit of bad things are getting kicked, you know, on accident. But no one says it does anything. And David's like, why do we pay for aftercare if they're just on their phone? Or like, why doesn't somebody help them? Or why don't they do something when there's like a little scruffle?
I think you pay for, at least for.
So they're not dead.
Well, yeah, so they're not dead. They're not running into the street. They're off their iPad or their extra phone that you gave them, you know, because you needed to occupy them while you're trying to do an email at home. I've always found that, like, kids cancel each other out. So I always try to set up play dates at my house. For instance, like, Callie. Invite Callie over. Bring Callie over. Because Callie will then play with Marcus. So then Marcus will not be bugging me to play with him all the time, which sucks. When I have to do work at home, doing emails, you know, I have to edit something or something like that. And he's sitting there going, come on, let's go do this. Come on, let's go do that. And I'm just like, just please just, you know, watch something on your iPad for like half an hour. Let me finish this. And then he becomes like a raging little asshole.
Right.
And then I'm like, why are you such an asshole? Oh, that's right. Because you're sitting there on your iPad.
When you wanted to go to the park.
All you wanted to do is just play with me.
Yeah.
So now here's a play date. Go to Sunshine, hang out with the red shirts, Squirt. And then there you go.
Oh my God.
That's what you pay for.
Oh my God, Squirt. That is just.
I gotta take that out. She's a really nice lady too.
Just take out the school name. It's fine.
But why does she pick Squirt out of all the things? Name yourself like citrus or something.
I mean, sure. Lemon?
Lemon lime?
Not Squirt?
Not Squirt. That's just
bad.
I gotta edit this.
That'd be like your nickname was like Wiener.
But I feel like Wiener's okay, but it's better than Squirt.
Charlotte, we were driving one day back from her art, and there's a Wiener schnitzel, you know?
Yeah, I've seen
she
them.
Doesn't, this girl eats fucking chicken nuggets and ranch, so there, I don't know. She goes, Mommy, what's this Witzel schnitzels? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, honey, where did you see that? She's like, right there, that Witzel schnitzels. I'm like, schnitzels. And then I look and I'm like, you mean Wiener? And she's like, you said Wiener. Oh my God. I'm like, it's hot dogs. She's like, no. That's how I feel about hot dogs. Do you eat hot dogs when you go to a Dodger game?
I have to.
But now, even though they changed it?
It's bad now. So the last couple of times we went to a Dodger game, because I always get the super dog because it's an all beef. And the last two times I got it was disgusting. And most people I talk to, they all say the Dodger dogs are disgusting anyways. I've always loved them.
Yeah.
But the last two times, they're really bad. And I feel like they do that on purpose. So that way you'll go and get in the other lines that sell the cuisine sausage.
The taco place.
Yeah. Or the giant helmet with, you know, 7,000 calories worth of a nacho.
And is that even cheese? I can't deal. I don't like gloopy gloppy shit. And so it's like, how long has that cheese been in that can sitting on the counter? is what I think of. Those chips,
a day.
They're from 1842 when they first discovered corn.
No, I don't, I mean.
No, they are.
I feel like it depends they're on which line you get in.
They're not even warm.
Oh. Get back in the line and get a refund.
When do you get them in the helmet warm? Unless you sit on them.
Gross.
I'm just saying. You just lay on them. They're not warm. That shit's old as dust. Dust. And that cheese. And then just when I think about opening it, the can, I can't. Mm, I can't. I don't like any of that. Blah, blah. You probably do, though.
I do.
You do. I do. You go like this with hot dogs, too.
Squirt it in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, and you know what? And speaking of Dodger Stadium, see, I can go any direction. I remember as a kid, we had season. My uncle had season tickets, and my uncle was like an executive at UPS, so he had pretty good seats. And there was always like 40 guys, and my mom, me, and my cousin. And I remember. Now, granted, I don't know anything about cost, but I can guarantee you. Beer was not the price it is now. It was actually
$17.
It wasn't $17 in a whatever can. But I remember one of the guys at UPS, he was carrying the tray with four beers. And I was like, let's say I was 9. So everything is embarrassing.
You trip him?
No, he tripped on the step and poured all of the beer on me. Like, he didn't mean to, but they all went on me because I was at the end.
Nice.
And I started crying because I was mortified. Because everyone's laughing, and I was like, and he was like, I'm sorry, but everyone was laughing, and they're all drunk.
Did you tell him that he fucking sucked?
No, I didn't tell him he fucking sucked. I was just like, I smelled like beer. I was mortified. I remember like, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine, you know, but I was in the bathroom like crying. I was so embarrassed. Some people saw me, whatever. But I remember this thing that haunts my dreams a little bit. And if my mom's listening, which I know sometimes she does, I remember going around the corner and I saw my mom making out with one of the UPS guys. And I was like,
ooh.
Ew. Ew. I was 9.
Can we say jokes now?
Yeah, of course.
Said he had a special package for her?
Oh my God. You're so stupid.
This is a 5-day ground or?
No. I remember Express I stopped mail? Dead in my tracks and I was like, and I just kept going. No eye contact, like totally making out.
So wait, so they're 9. So you saw them around the corner. So they were probably like in the smoking section.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course they were in the smoking
section. I remember the smoking section at Dodger Stadium was like the place to be. And the reason why I say that is because I was always there with my dad because he was always smoking and he felt like he couldn't leave me in the seat by himself, by myself. So it'd be like after every other inning, we'd like
get up,
be behind the white line, like the square that's like right by the wall. And they would smoke like through an entire, and this is before they had TVs. So you just listen to Vin Scully talk about the game. It's like, all right, you done? Okay, let's go back. And then we watch a little bit and go back and hang out
but
in the smoke
now,
section.
People, you know, I'm not a smoker. I've never been a smoker. I've tried smoking like 2 times. I'd hated it. It wasn't my jam. And you loved it and you miss it. David smoked. My mom has smoked since she was 13. She's never stopping, even though I told her she could never hang around Charlotte when she was first born if she still smoked.
How old is she?
My mom?
Yeah.
She's 69.
I feel like she's earned it for the rest of her life now. She's now at that point. She's like, just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go.
But now, you know, people will be like, I can smell smoke down the street where you would stand at Dodger Stadium by the line with your parents over to the side, just smoking yourself. You would
be
like Marlboro Reds. Like you'd be like, you know, the whole pack. No one cared because you're just right there with your parents. Now, if someone smells smoke 17 blocks away, they're like, oh my God, get this away from me. I'm like, we inhaled it at that age.
Oh, I think, okay. So my family lives in Vegas, which I haven't seen them in, I've been there in a while, but I remember like, when I was a kid, going to restaurants and like smoking or non-smoking.
Yes.
Then there would be like this imaginary divided line that's in the middle. And then like you'd be on like on the left side of this line or the right side of the line. And that would determine whether you get the smoke in your face or the smoke not in your face. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. It still was in your face.
Yeah.
But it still would blow over. Like it's so funny. It's really funny to me. I don't know.
I just remember them banning smoking out here. And then like you couldn't go to, or it wasn't in restaurants, wasn't in bars or anything else. And it's like right around the time when I was turning 21, like around that time where I was like able to go to bars and stuff like that. And they got rid of all the smoking. But I remember going to Vegas, visiting my family, where everything was like the West out there. It was like, wow, wow, wow. You could still smoke anywhere you wanted to smoke. Didn't matter.
Vegas was the Wild West.
You walking through the mall.
Yep.
Be smoking a cigarette there. You can, I don't know if it's still that much anymore because I haven't been in a while. I know you can still smoke in casinos, but man, there's nothing better than gambling a little bit, then going to the local restaurant, you know, the Denny's, whatever you want to call it, sitting there, ordering whatever you wanted, but then lighting up a cigarette while you wait for your food. Oh, it's the best.
I'm going to disagree with that. I don't feel that that's the best.
It's the best.
But I will say if I was a smoker, maybe that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little things, the little things that I miss about smoking, even just driving.
The social aspect.
Social aspect. Yeah. But even just driving in the car, just rolling the window down and smoking a cigarette while you're driving.
I see people smoke all the time, but can I tell you in their car?
I don't see anybody smoking anymore.
I see it a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, not like out of 100 people, I don't see 100 people, but I mean, let's say I see 10 people. To me, that's a lot, right?
Sure.
But there's been a couple times where I've seen people smoking within the last few months with their window up.
That's a little much. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. We were a house. My mom and my uncle smoked and my grandma smoked. Everybody smoked. But here's the thing. I remember when my mom and I moved out of my uncle's house when I was a junior. My mom decided, because they just smoked in the house, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the windows would be open. The doors were always open and stuff. But
yeah, my family smoked in the house.
But when we moved, my mom's like, I'm not going to smoke in the apartment. I'll go stand outside. And ever since then, she will not smoke in the house because she remember like cleaning and it'd be like yellow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember at some point, my grandparents didn't allow smoking in the house anymore because they moved to Vegas. Like they were the first ones to migrate to Vegas. And I remember they used to be able to smoke in their condo. There's a picture of my grandfather holding me. I'm a baby. I'm like 1 year old, maybe 1.5, doesn't matter. But I'm holding like an empty pack of Marlboro Reds. Like that's how like normal it was to smoke in the house. And then as soon as they moved to Vegas, it was like, no smoking in the house. You can smoke in the garage. The garage was like, everything just migrated to the garage.
Yeah.
But then nobody closed the garage door when they were smoking in there. The garage door would be open and they'd be having conversations with people from the garage into like the hallway and stuff like that. And then it got closed and eventually everyone just quit smoking every so often. But smoking was regular in my family to the point even when I had like, I'd bring girls over in my teens and they'd come to my house and then like all of a sudden like be at school and like, oh, Robbie's house smells. And I didn't realize it because I was just so used to my family smoking indoors. And then I was like, oh, I'm disgusting. My family's disgusting. And then eventually went away.
I saw your show. Those girls never came back.
Huh?
If you had the stinky house, I bet you those girls never came back.
One of them did.
Is that your wife?
No.
Oh, so the other day, David and I were talking about something in line with the girls coming over your house. Do you remember this saying? I was talking it in reference to something else to my friend Kim. But then I remembered and I said, Kim, do you remember when you were like in high school? I don't know, maybe junior high, but I think it was high school more. When people say we scammed, like the guy and the girl, we scammed. Did you have that?
No.
And I was like, didn't people say that? I felt like they said it. And I was like, what did it mean? Like you scammed. We totally scammed.
Yeah.
So I go home or so David comes home and I was like, David, do you remember around this age, like people would say scammed when we were in high school? Because I graduated, 2000. When did I graduate? 2020?
It wasn't in 2000.
2020. So 94. Ugh, that hurt. Anyways. And I was like, what did they scam? Like, I remember people saying that, like, what'd you do with, you know, Bob? Oh, we totally scammed. What does that mean? So I asked David and he's like, I totally remember that. So now I'm like, was that a thing? Or was that like a our school thing? Like, what did that even mean though? I scammed. What does that mean?
I don't remember that. I remember like, we just said hook up. I don't remember scamming. Like, I don't remember that being a thing. Like anyone saying scam.
Yeah. It was a thing. But what did it mean? And you'd be like, oh, you did?
Like a base or something?
Like did you go to like, what did you do? Like I didn't understand. Like, why are these words? Charlotte's never scamming. I'm telling you that right now. I don't know what it means, but she's not doing.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I hope my daughter never does.
She doesn't. She's going to do anything.
At the rate my 15-year-old son is, I don't think he's ever going to either.
Has he had a girlfriend yet?
No.
Has he liked a girl yet?
No, I bug him. I bug him weekly. Like I'll pick him up from school.
Oh, you did tell me one thing.
And I'll be like, so anything exciting happened? He's just kind of like, no, nothing happened, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so did you talk to anybody, whatever. And then somehow I'll kind of like try to nudge for girls. And he'll be like, no, dad, no. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. If you meet a girl you like, it's totally fine. Even if it's a boy, I'm not judging. It's not a boy. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just like, I just try to like
cover all bases.
Try to cover all the bases, but just try to get him to like say something about that. Cause it, to me, it still blows my mind that he's 15 and like hasn't even, I feel like he's never even looked at either direction. He's just kind of like, I skate, I play video games, I hang out with my friends, I try to avoid homework. That's basically my entire life, which sounds amazing.
I was like super boy crazy though. Huh? I was very boy crazy at like fifth grade.
I mean, I feel like I was girl crazy like in
junior
high, like early, like late.
But I always had like a crush. A crush.
I remember having crushes also. I'm telling you, he has never expressed he's had a crush. My daughter, who's 13, has never expressed she's had a crush, which is totally fine. Which I know it's sexist, one-sided, whatever you want to say, but I'm fine with one. I'm kind of curious why the other. But I feel like this is common, like with the like more common now. With the way like maybe it's social media, maybe it's the fact that no one leaves their houses anymore, the fact that no one can afford to move out of their house anymore, whatever the case is, like no one's looking for it. So.
Totally,
I don't know.
So I have stories for everything, but this last weekend. This story is actually really funny. I promise you it is. So I went over to Lisa and Chris's house to watch the Dodger game, which I did not watch, just so you know. I did not watch.
I was invited. I didn't go.
Was that the one invited?
I was invited to?
Yeah, you were invited. You didn't go. This is your choice, not mine. I didn't watch for you, though, but you watched, so you were fine.
I did.
So one of the parents there's this guy that's always at the parties because his son and their son, you know, they're friends. It's all friends, and it's all, you see some of the same parents a lot. This guy is he's so like dry and serious, but I like him so much. He's such a nice guy. So Lisa starts telling this story, and I only hear bits and pieces, and she's like, I'm gonna let Kevin tell this story. And I'm just gonna nutshell it. But his son is, I'm going to say 15, because their son is 15 and they're all best friends and they've been best friends forever. And he likes this one girl. Finally, after 2 years, they're finally considered dating, I guess. Ooh. 2 years of having a crush. Mm. So Kevin says, so he's going to come and tell the story because he's like, Lisa's like, do you want me to tell the story even though it was yours? Or should you tell it? And he's like, I'll tell it. So this is it in a kind of a nutshell. So the son, I'm not going to say names, son and the girl, they like each other, but supposedly they were maybe going to go on a date, okay? So Kevin is talking and he kind of has this buildup in his head of like, what does this mean? Like, because he's saying like, he's remembering himself at that age. He's like, oh my God, should I be getting my, like he's telling us this story, like,
sure.
Should I be getting my son condoms? Now, mind you, it took 2 years to even go on a fucking date and say your boyfriend and girlfriend, but, you know, whatever. You're a guy. I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you in a minute. So basically, he was like in his head, like, oh my God, I want him to be safe. If God forbid this is happening, but I don't want it to happen. It's one of those catch-22s. Like, please be safe. So he says, so I'm like, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to go to Target. I'm going to go get condoms just in case. I'm going to feel it out. Like, I'm going to go.
Target's the place you want
to
go.
He goes, so I walk to Target or go to Target. I go down the aisle. He goes, first of all, there's 900 different kinds now. He goes, when I was that age, the only flavor was ribbed. and I look up, I'm like, is that a flavor? He's like, so now there's like, you know, delayed pleasure, more pleasure, warm pleasure, like all this fucking, he goes, I'm standing there and I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't even want to be here. You know, and he's like, he's saying this whole stick, right?
Sure. So,
he goes, I noticed too, a lot of the boxes are open and they probably like people had taken out like one, you know, stole it or whatever. So he's telling this whole story, right? Where I'm dying. I'm laughing. It's hilarious. Then he goes, so then I'm like, do I give them to him? Do I just hang on to him? And then what do I, like, he, like this internal thing, like he's like, you know, whatever. So long story short story long, he says, let's say it's the next day, but he was kind of sweating about it. He's like, I don't really know what to do. I really don't want him to, blah, blah, blah. So he goes, I just put him, you know, in my nightstand that night, the next day, whatever. He goes to pick up his son. There was a big group of all the friends. They're like at In-N-Out or something. They're wherever. And he walks up to pick him up mind you, the date was the night before, and he walks up and they're totally razzing his son, like totally, like, you know, whatever they were saying, like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, and the one's like, Mr. I don't know his last name, but Mr. Smith. Bob didn't even kiss on his date. He didn't even kiss the girl.
Okay.
He's never kissed her. So he goes, I'm standing there like, oh, we're so not at a condom level. Like, what the fuck? So now he's like,
he's 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said to him, when did you lose your virginity? He's like, when I was 14. And I was like, okay. So then we all started talking about that. And of course I'm like, well, Charlotte's never going to even, like, that's not even in the realm. But have you had this? So then we talked about the birds and the bees and the did you have that conversation with your son yet?
I've had a conversation to prepare a conversation, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So, you know, how do I say this? I mean, an incident happened where someone forgot to lock the door. So then it was like, okay, now we have to have this conversation, but to prepare to have this conversation. That makes any sense at all. So it's like, hey, at some point when I think that you're ready, we could talk about all these things. And he's sitting there going, I know. We had sex ed in class or whatever. They watched a video or whatever the case is. But I still feel like there's like a conversation to be had. Having said that, I never had a conversation with my dad. And so it's like, I don't know. Like it's hard to navigate because I feel like he's so different from me as far as like where I was at that age. Like mine was also 14. I have like, there was a lot more stuff that I was doing than he's doing, but then he does a lot more stuff that I like, you know, it's just weird. So I don't know. All I can do is just trust him to let me know when he's ready to have that conversation. But then as soon as I know that he's actually has a girlfriend or is into a girlfriend or anything like that, that's when we're going to have the conversation.
Okay. That's fair.
But he's just not there yet. And I know he's not hiding it from me. He's just like, he just thinks of just skating, hanging out with his friends, playing video games. Like I said, avoiding homework. Like,
Is he shy talking to girls and he feels more comfortable?
I don't think he's ever talked to a girl. I think that's where he's at. Okay. I'm not kidding you. Like, I'll even ask him, like, this girl's in your class, right? Yeah. Like, you ever talk to him? No. Like, what if you needed something from him? He's like, I don't. Like,
wow.
Yeah. It's like, if like, hand me the pencil. Like, can you pass the paper? Like, whatever the case is. Like, okay. There is no conversations happening, at least as far as I know. I know that a couple of his friends have said, like, so-and-so liked him or something like that. And, like, he just, like, for whatever reason, like, he's just, like, not.
What was that face?
See you later. Like, no, like, she's weird or whatever the case is. It's just, like, he's just not there. And.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mom, the only thing she said to me, and I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I want to say I was like a junior in high school. She said, you know that if you ever have sex, you need to make sure that you guys have a condom. And she got up and left the room while I was like tying my shoe. That was her sex talk to me. And I was like, huh.
Straight to the point.
Like there was no fucking do-do-do-ba-do. We also had like they called it the birds and the bees conversation.
Sure.
At school when we were like in sixth grade. It was like mortifying because you're sitting next to your parents. It was like in the gym. It was like so. Yeah.
I think we had the option to watch that with our kids, but we didn't.
But they didn't even really, it's not like you saw anything. And now like, it's just, everything is different. I feel like everything is very different now.
Yeah, it.
Like you said, like now kids are staying with their parents because they can't afford to live on their own. Like you're at your house, you're not going to be like, hey, can I, not now as a teenager, but I'm saying even, you know, like you're going to bring your
girlfriend. I can't see, like Melissa and I, we talked about like what it would take for Richie to move out or like even like Isaac or anybody, like really what would they need to do? Like how much how much money would they need to make? How many roommates would they need? Like when we moved out, I moved in with my cousin and she was already engaged to this dude that doesn't matter. But we moved into a 2-bedroom apartment and there it was like a dual king size apartment, like, you know, king room or whatever, master bedroom. Each room had like its own toilet, you know, whatever it does, a bathroom. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. But that was...
A toilet is where you go to the bathroom.
But they had like a shower as well. Okay. It was like a suite, whatever.
Yeah, you were struggling on that one.
And that was like at a place called Jake's Way, which is kind of like known for not being the classiest place ever. And it was like 1,010. So each one of us paid like $505. Now that place, I believe the same place we used to live at, is $2,500 to $3,000. So now imagine what they have to make, what they like, how many like the roommates they would need, like whatever the case is. It just feel like I don't see it happening right now. And then why would they want to? Where I'm fine with them living at the house. I feel like a lot of kids' parents are fine with them staying at the house just so they can not spend that kind of money and just kind of figure out
their lives.
And think about
like if you're going to college, right? So you have all your classes and now you have to make just, let's just say $3,000 for math's sake, right? So $1,500, right? What are you doing? Like you're serving or you're working at a store or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, even if minimum wage, like you're working a full time to make that and also like eat, you know, groceries, right? And you're going to school, like, how are you doing that? Before you worked like nights, maybe when you were like back in the day, right?
I was a server.
You know, no, but you'd work nights.
Yeah.
If you went to college, if you didn't, but you know what I mean? But if you have like a full schedule in college and then you also have to pay $1,500 for a room, then you want to each have a room, but no, you need 12 roommates.
Yeah.
That's going to blow. I would rather not. And I've never had a roommate. David's my first roommate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never.
We had a band house after that apartment. And it was a 4-bedroom house.
Oh, it was all dudes. I bet that place was stinky.
No. It was. It
probably smelled like feet.
It was me and Melissa was in the master room. And then the other rooms were dudes. But then eventually, like, either their girlfriends moved in with them or one dude moved out and a girl moved in. It fluctuated a lot, but.
Did you smell like a sea of feet and farts?
No, because we all smoked. So it was amazing.
Oh, so that's the cherry on
top.
We
had a K-grader in the backyard.
Oh my
God. It was amazing. But I mean,
oh my God.
Like that we paid $500 for our room, and each of the other rooms were either like $400 or $350 or something like that. Now that house, I think, is $5,000 a month. And so, we could do the math plus utilities and everything else like that. It's just.
Oh my God.
It's super expensive in this world now. So
it's so expensive. Like the stuff that is just. And it's funny because I always would go to the grocery store and like just buy what I wanted. Like now, you know, like now, like in the last, you know, as an adult, I mean, I didn't buy a ton of stuff, but I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get this in my bill, whatever. I was like, okay, you know, it's a lot, but whatever. Now I'll catch more, not because I'm like price looking, but I'll be like, that was like $5.99. Now it's $9.99 like 3 months ago.
Yeah. Melissa's the same way. Like she'll point out like, I just spent like $150 and we have 3 bags of groceries.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck did we just buy?
Yeah. Like something that Charlotte always gets is like Dino Nuggets or something. And I noticed it, I was like,
we're a Dino Nuggets household as well.
Yeah. But I'm like this, everything is so expensive. So I would be like, I mean, sometimes I want to just go back and live with my mom and not have to pay rent either, you know?
Yeah.
wait, I was going to say something about, okay. So we talked about, the birds and the bees conversation. I just thought that story was so funny when he's like, the only flavor they had was ribbed. I just died. I don't know why. I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
It's like weed. Like back then it was just like, you just had like one type of weed. Now it's like 1,000 different types of weed. That's how condoms are.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's something I compare it to.
David was my first roommate. Who was your first roommate? Your cousin?
My.
You said you moved in with your cousin.
My wife and my cousin.
Oh, you both lived?
Yeah, like my Melissa and I had one room, and then
your cousin had the other.
My cousin and her fiance at the time had another room. So there's four of us living in the 2-bedroom apartment on Jake's Way.
I'm too selfish to like share space. Like even now, sometimes I'm like, David, your shit's pissing me off.
I loved the band house. It was we literally had parties like every single weekend. Like there was something happening all the time. And it was fantastic. The only reason why we moved out is because we got married. When we got married, it's like, I guess this is what you do. We just move out.
Did you play actual like shows?
My band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where? Like a garage or
We played on Sunset, played at the Roxy, the Whiskey.
You had real music.
Yeah. Band's Odaal, O-D-A-A-L. You can find it on all streaming platforms.
And also on the Bear over here.
On the Bear. My father-in-law got that made.
That's actually really
cool. It's not on camera. No one can see it. But it's glad that you're pointing on it.
I'm pointing it. Just so you guys know, my finger is pointing there. I want to ask you something that is really funny, I think.
Okay.
Let
me check time.
It's not actually funny. It's funny-ish.
47
Who's
minutes.
Who's your, what?
We're at 47 minutes.
Okay, Dad.
We have a meeting, like now.
Whatever.
Okay.
So going back to the Dodgers, who's your all-time favorite Dodger player?
Oral Hershiser.
Who's your current one?
Oh, man. I would say my current one's Mookie Betts, but the way Ohtani's been playing the last 2 years and the way Betts has been playing, it'd probably have to be Ohtani right now just because what he's doing is amazing as far as his pitching and his hitting and the 50-50 club last year and then plus what he did, you know, not this, like what he did in the National League Championship Series, the last game when he had 3 home runs. You paid attention. I'm sure you watched it. 10 strikeouts, 6 innings, what he did pitching, what he did hitting. We'll never see it again unless he does it. So It's probably Ohtani, but still Betts.
Okay. All right. So Oral Hershiser. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have, that was as a kid, Oral Hershiser.
Yeah.
I remember I always thought his name was so weird.
I still do.
And he's a great announcer. He's the perfect Dodger announcer.
He's color commentary. But yes. Yes.
That's what,
okay. It's so much better. So if we're going to talk baseball, that's fine. I'll take this podcast over. So it's great because you listen to the World Series and it's Joe Davis and it's John Smoltz. John Smoltz, I wish had a mute button because I can't stand what comes out of his mouth. And it kind of makes Joe Davis sound like a douchebag because John Smoltz is next to him. But when Oral Hershiser is next to Joe Davis, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Totally different. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. John Smoltz is very knowledgeable though.
Oh, I didn't say he's not knowledgeable. But he sucks.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay. So in my bucket list of things, I have lots of buckets okay. of things, but there's things like I want to do before, you know, like places I want to go. And then there's things, I think I told you, I want to hit, I want to hit an actual real pitch, not a batting cage, like someone, you know, freaking throws a real pitch, like a normal, I probably never hit it, but I want to try one time.
Sure. David could throw it to you.
No. No, a major league, not a fucking double A, single A, park rec softball shit with yellow. No.
Okay.
But I lost. I don't remember what I was going to tell you.
You want to hit a baseball. It's
no,
my bucket
that was
list.
One of the
step,
things.
We try to avoid all the buckets when we walk in here, so we don't step in them.
No, it was one of the things I wanted to do. Oh, I want to be the color commentator for the Yankees or for football. Because I'm so funny and I am very knowledgeable, but I'm also very funny and that's what they need. You need
just
a little
like hitting that horn every time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm funny ish most of the time.
Okay.
Not everything's platinum, but a lot of it's funny.
Okay.
But I just think it'd be so fun. Cause first of all, I love like listening to them and then I'd be like, oh, and then I'd be like trying to get more women to watch like certain sports because I love sports. I'm a catch. The fact that I wasn't caught until like way later in life, I'm like, I'm a fucking catch. I love sports and I could talk most sports. I do not like hockey because I don't understand it.
Hockey's different. Like hockey, I had to learn how to watch hockey on TV. You have to learn how to figure out where the puck's going, where to find it, and stuff like that. But once you do, once you get it, hockey is probably the best sport to watch on TV and possibly go see live. Even though there's nothing better than a Dodger game. Going baseball and stuff, but it's just like it's constant intense.
Or a Yankee game.
Whatever. But baseball, you can sit there and you can relax. You can have a conversation with someone. You can still kind of follow along with what's going on. With hockey, you kind of like just be following the entire time because something can happen at any minute. It's not like soccer where it's like, oh, they're over there. I can go take a crap. I can come back and they might be on the side. Like nothing's going to happen.
That one
play. Like, they're over there. Oh, I almost scored.
With soccer, it's like that. I'm watching the grass grow while one fucking goal is scored an entire 90 minute or however fucking long.
Because they never even pass like this. You don't even know which time's left.
But you go, like when I went to, when Kim and I went to Italy and Germany, we were there during the World Cup. I never even knew what the fucking World Cup was. I mean, I never paid attention. I'm sure I saw it, but it was phenomenal to be there and like the energy and everything.
Right.
But I could give two rips about soccer either. I mean, it's amazing. Like, it's fine. Great. Whatever. I mean, soccer players.
Soccer's great for youth. Let's just say that. The kids, that you can't teach them how to do certain things. They just follow the ball and they run behind it and they kick it. You play soccer. Get your energy out. But once you can actually hold a thought in your head, then we'll teach you a real sport. That's how I feel about soccer.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Do you like football?
I like football. It's not my favorite anymore.
Do you like college more than pro?
No, I like pro more than college.
Really?
I tried getting to college. I found out that I'm more of a, like I'm a team fan, but I'm also a player fan. And the problem is with college, a lot of times now it's like they're there for like 1 year or 2 years and they're gone. And so it's kind of hard to like, you know, it's just so much shifting in the college world Where in like professional, you can see a team like, oh, okay, well, they'll be good next year. Oh, they just add this piece, they'll be good the following year. And so you can build the expectation with a professional sport a lot easier than a college sport, if that makes any sense.
It does. I agree with you, kind of. But college, one thing I like about college over professional, I do watch professional. I do enjoy football. But college, there's that like energy and there's mm-hmm. that, like, it's pretty cool. But anyways, can I tell you who my first player crush was?
You can, but then we got to wrap it up because that meeting, I guarantee you, is here.
Tell him to hold on.
Oh, we can, but you have a heart out at one.
I'm not going to be here that long. Let me finish my five.
I'll edit this part out too.
Fine, you will.
I won't.
My first player crush was, we had season tickets to the UCLA Bruins.
Oh, it's not a, okay. I thought I was going to say Jeter, but go ahead.
Football? He doesn't play football. No, like my first crush, not my, when I was in my late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
Troy Aikman. UCLA quarterback. Then he went to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So even now when I see him, I still get like little butterflies, even though he's so handsome and he's from Oklahoma. So he has a cool cowboy accent. I love him. He's so great. If he walked up, I told David, I don't even care that he's however old. He's great. David's like, perfect. Good to know. Did you ever have never mind. Hold on. I don't want to ask that. Okay. We're trying to get you to know you better because okay. I can, you know, whatever.
All the listeners want
to
know.
They do. They also want to know something else. I was talking to David about this last night. Do you remember Payless Shoe Source?
Oh yeah.
You could pay more, but why?
Yeah, why?
The reason we brought it up is we were talking about something about a BOGO. And I said, that was the first place I ever knew what BOGO meant. Buy one, get one free.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Well, okay. It was buy one, get one, right?
Okay.
And I said to David, I bet you that, because remember you'd go with your parents or your mom or whoever took you. Well, my mom would take me shoe shopping. We always went there. Mm-hmm. And I'd get like.
Embarrassed?
I'd be like six pairs of shoes because you only pay for three. Yes, I was embarrassed because they were plastic. But I said, no wonder I have so many feet problems. Like, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
Probably like because of the fucking plastic and my feet were like, I always would have like these, you know, it's hard to walk in heels now. Probably because my feet were never aligned correctly. Did you ever go to Payless?
My mom would take me a couple of times. Yeah. And I would be completely like.
Oh, I was embarrassed. Don't get me wrong. Because it'd be like, instead of Nikes, it'd be like Fikes.
Yeah. I'm still like, Payless though is still one of those places that. I was shocked that just disappeared.
But and then there was a million stores.
There was a million stores. I was shocked that disappeared. But then as I, you know, you think about it the way the internet is and Amazon, and everything else, then it made more sense. But I like Payless was at the end of the mall over by Sears, at least at ours. And that place was always packed. There was always so many people in there just looking for like the greatest deals.
And you walked in, it just smelled like a plastic factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like got almost like a headache.
Yeah.
When I go to people's houses, there's been a few houses where I still see that they're getting rid of shoes and they say Payless on them. And I'm like, oh, wow.
They actually said Payless on the shoes?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the inside, you know?
I didn't know that.
The tag.
I don't remember what it actually said on the shoe.
It had the brand. If the brand was like Fikey, they would have Fikey. That.
Nikkei, what is that shit?
Okay, so then let me say this to you, or let me ask you this. What is a song that you hear and it makes you cry every time? Or it makes you get a little choked up?
The song would be Stairway to Heaven, but not by Zeppelin. It's Stairway to Heaven by Heart.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's quite amazing. And so Stairway to Heaven by Heart, it's like I think they're at the Kennedy Center, and Zeppelin's there, but it's got Jason Bonham playing the drums with Heart, and they do Stairway to Heaven, and it's like, but it's like it's a buildup, like every section where all of a sudden like there's a string quartet playing, and then all of a sudden there's like brass in it, and then all of a sudden there's like a whole church choir singing behind them, and it just builds and builds and builds, and I get choked up because. That was my dad's favorite song. And that was my dad and I love Zeppelin. We listen to Zeppelin all the time. Every time I hear Zeppelin, I think of my dad. And I always thought to myself, well, what would my dad think if he saw this performance? Because in my opinion, and I know this is probably not a popular opinion for anybody who's a diehard Zeppelin fan, that's the best rendition of Stairway to Heaven is what Heart did. Because it was done specifically to cater to Led Zeppelin and their fans. It's like, it's amazing. Like,
and then I need to listen to it.
And then you watch it and then you see like Page and Plant crying and like, because it's like they're teary because it's such a good rendition.
Like you can feel it, like goosebumps and then, hairs on your neck and all of that, right?
And then Bonham's kid, after he's done playing it, he's like, he's got tears, and it's like, it's very emotional. And so every single time I listen to it or I watch it, because you watch it on YouTube, it's fantastic. It's
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
That makes me teary every single time.
Mine's Amazing Grace.
That is not mine.
No, I mean, because like you hear it. No, sure. It's like, I mean, a song that makes me cry.
Right.
Like the second I hear it, it's always, usually it's with something kind of sad, but some, there's so many different renditions of it where I just like get goosebumps just even when I start hearing it. I don't want that to be a song that always makes me cry, but no matter what, it always makes me cry.
Sure.
What's your favorite song? Is it like a, because of your dad? Is it a song? Zeppelin song?
I don't know. That's, I can't answer that.
Yes, like, you can.
No,
give
it's
me top
literally,
two.
Literally,
you
I can.
Give me top two.
In what genre?
Just fucking do it.
I mean, okay, we'll put Stairway to Heaven. As,
no, you already said it. Can't say that.
I don't know. It's an O'Dahl song. So you got to go check out O'Dahl, O-D-A-L.
You guys, there's a statue over here. You can't see it, but it's over here.
I can't, like, that's...
Just pick a song you like.
That I like?
Just that you love. That you love. Just make it like you're gonna die. Red or green,
you know
red
what?
Or green,
I
black
love
or red.
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. That's because it's probably the greatest music video of all time.
It's such a great music
it's
video.
It's so good.
I'm when, such anybody a any,
when anybody ever has a debate on what's the best music video, Sabotage needs to be in the top five.
Without
just because
a doubt.
It's just amazing.
It's
so I'm gonna
a
say
doubt.
That, even though I'm not a diehard Beastie Boys fan or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm a diehard Beastie Boys. David and I actually went, they had an exhibit like 2 years ago of all their stuff mm-hmm. down in Hollywood. It was free.
Yeah.
Like you just sign up, whatever. Him and I went, we got a sitter and we went and it was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like the original, like, and it had like, you know, I mean, there was a pretty good sized place and it had all the glass cases, had outfits that they wore for the VMAs, you know, back when the VMAs actually had music and it was like the shit. But they even had like their ticket stubs, like let's say their first concert where they were headlining or they were the opener for like Madonna, let's say.
That's a pair.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ticket price was like $12. Now, if that happened, it wouldn't, but obviously, but you know, I mean, you're talking like $500 for a shit seat, right?
Do you have Apple Plus?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So there's a documentary on the Beastie Boys. That's
oh
on
yeah,
Apple
I do. I
have
watched
it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I also have the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I forgot Apple Plus. Oh, you mean Apple Plus? Is that what it's called?
Yes. That's what it's called.
iTunes,
Apple Plus.
Apple Plus?
It's
Apple
Plus.
I do have that.
Okay.
Because I watch the morning show.
Apple TV.
That's why I didn't know what you were saying.
Isn't it still just called Apple Plus? Apple TV Plus.
In your head they are. In your head it is.
No, it's Apple Plus because Apple TV is a little box that you get. That's what I have, Apple TVs.
I just have the app. I don't, the subscription. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to either be a professional baseball player or I wanted to be a musician in a band touring the world.
Okay, so you are in a band mm-hmm. and you literally are addicted to baseball. So I think you're pretty on track, right?
Mm-hmm. It is called Apple TV.
Oh, did that hurt?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I want to finish off with this. This isn't really anything to do with you, but you can listen. I want you to listen.
Thank you.
But again, I really honestly, when I say this, I am totally switching back to just something that made my day yesterday. And not because of, I don't take compliments very well. I shouldn't say that. I appreciate it. Like, oh, thank you. But I don't sit and like, you know, and some, you know, if I help somebody who really needed help in their home, I will, sometimes people will text me even like a month later, maybe the next day, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, I appreciate it. Okay. But I'm not going to read you all of this, but this was a guy who reached out to me for him and his wife. And I helped them over the weekend,
okay,
Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. So I finished on Monday afternoon. I got home. So yesterday I sent him an invoice and like, no rush. Thank you so much. It was great working with you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Whatever. So that night, last night, I get a, or yesterday, I get a thing that just says, thank you. I just got home. I'm in awe. Right. So I was like, I just figured, wow, that was nice. Like, I'm in awe. Like, whatever. I just thought that was the end. Pays the bill. We, you know, we hopefully will, I'll hopefully help him again, you know, in a few months or something. He then wrote me, I'm showing you this. You guys can't see this, but I want you to see what he wrote me later.
He's got ChatGPT also?
He literally, he wrote like literally like seven of the largest like text messages. And just in a nutshell, this is what he wrote. And I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but there was a couple things that I thought is interesting when people are hesitant to understand. He has, you know, he has ADHD. His wife, she told me, but I didn't need to be told. You know, she told me later.
Right.
But like he wrote, truthfully, I had not much of an idea of what to expect from this process, but I'm very impressed with the service that you offer. Does it strain my budget a bit? Yeah, but it is honestly worth every penny. For whatever reason, my wife and I could never quite figure it out. But with you there, I felt we were able to responsibly and consciously get rid of all the right things. And not only that, but allowed to see me the value of what I was keeping and the why. So then he goes on, say, blah, 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 like just all this stuff, right? Really, really nice. He said, suffice it to say, I deeply appreciate what you did for us. You helped us clean out all of our old stuff we helped on to. You gave us so many tips and cues on how to process this stuff. You gave us the seeds of organizational systems. They needed those systems. That's the person that needed them. And right. he said, and that's a lot packed into one a service from one person. And then he basically said, it was super fun hanging out with you. I feel like your aptitude for psychology is part of what gives you so much insight into seeing the uniqueness of each client. You are awesome. Anyways, thank you so much. We'll do this again in a few months once I get my budget back in order, you know, kind of ha-ha. And I just, and I wrote him this really nice, like, oh my gosh, like, but that's from a guy. Like, he was the one that reached out to me. He's the one that did all that. But that's a lot. Guys usually are like, cool, thanks.
What's up? Yeah.
You know, like, or their wife will be like, oh my God, look it. And they'll be like, oh, wow.
Right.
And then it's like, thank you so much. And then I leave and that's it. And that makes me happy. But that one was like, he put some thought into that. And I really appreciated that. I thought that was, I'm going to toot my horn. That was,
that's
that
very
felt,
good.
It felt really nice. And that's what I wanted to end. Good. It's you end on something good, right?
Right.
And I share it with you. I guess Robert told me yesterday that or 2 days ago that we're friends now. See, before he wouldn't.
You still have to call me Robert, though.
He just grimaced a little bit because he's not quite sure, but he said now we're friends. And I love talking to him on the podcast as well because he's kind of quirky. So with that being said, of course, what do you have to do to hear a new episode drop? Like, follow, subscribe. Love it. Like it. Thank you. If you have any comments, let me know. And I look forward to talking to you next week. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.